Good morning, guys. And yesterday was all about Jane Street coming back and the street welcoming it with excellent volatility that we saw in the early trade, where the markets fell towards 24,900 mark. And we knew that 24,900 was a good support and the bounce happened towards that 25,100 levels. So what's happening today morning? Before moving to that, let's see what happened yesterday on global markets. So SPY and Nasdaq both closed at record highs of 6305 on SPY, and Nasdaq closed around 20,974. Fresh life highs for them, led by Alphabet. And we have a lot of global IT companies that are going to give results. So keep a watch on Nasdaq. Dow lost a bit on the later half of the trade, but as of today morning, it is again trading into the positive territory. European markets closed positive to mixed, where FTSE was up by 20.87 points, DAX was up by 18.29 points, whereas CAC lost around 0.31 bips, 24.45 points. But GIFT Nifty is what we have to look for, and which is trading around 25,189, nicely up by 100 points back on Asian markets and global cues. So Nikkei is up by 73 points, Taiwan is up by 70 points, Jakarta is up by 41 points. So we are seeing some nice rallies on the Asian front as well, whereas gold has continued to rally and will come back to commodities on that front. But FIs were again net sellers on the cash market yesterday, and they sold around 1,681 crores of cash, where DIs were net buyers and bought around 3,578 crores. So monthly data shows that FIs have sold around 18,636 crores till date, whereas DIs have bought around 25,471 crores. But what's looking at from a algo point of view, and what are those trades you have to look for today? So Nifty is going to open around 25,150 mark, and it's a strong positive opening that we can see. But the sector wise, if you look at this TK screener, is showing us that CNX Realty, capital markets, metals, banking stocks, auto, finance and midcap all are showing excellent strength and are in strong momentum, whereas FMCG, IT, infra and pharma are some sectors which are showing weakness. So risk on risk off is happening amongst internal sectors. That is what we can see. But from an implied volatility point of view, the surface has again gone flat, where we are seeing 24th July week 1 implied volatilities around 9.13 levels. Monthly volatilities are below those 10 mark at 9.56, whereas next monthly August is trading around 10.22. So we are at an extremely low wall environment, and the straddles are trading around 25,100. Straddle is trading around 176 point. That gives us a move on Nifty on the upside of around 25,300 and on the downside 24,960. That is the range for today you have to watch for. The mean again stands at around 100-120 levels, where personally I feel that the market might rally further, and there is no resistance what is present on the option OI data front. But what was those positioning that FIs and clients have taken overnight? So if we talk about clients have been continuously long, and some respite came in from yesterday's pullback, but still they have around 95,000 contracts open on the futures end on index, whereas clients on the option side, call, they have sold around 1,95,000 contracts. So that was a huge selling that came in. Puts have been covered a bit, and still they have around 3,90,000 contracts of puts sold. So we are seeing some aggressive call writing that has happened, but still overall client positioning is bullish by around 1,95,000 1000 contracts and feel that the clients are playing on the right side of the trade. Selling options, I don't think is the right strategy at this moment, and calendars can be looked for. From an pro side of view, where we are looking at pro data as well, pros are nothing but proprietary accounts of individual members, where on the futures side, they have around 12,000 contracts long. On the option side, they have 191,000 call longs. And on the put side, they have around 225,000 put longs. So they have a net exposure of just 30,000 contracts on the short side. But overall options they have bought, whereas clients have sold options. And that is where we might see the volatility coming back to the market. So on the commodities front, we have gold, which is rallying nicely. And on MCX, it is trading around 98,519 and still on the buy side, whereas silver is trading around 113,860 level and can be looked for again on the buy side. Crude is something which can be sold at around 57.96, what is the LTP currently. Natgas is also in the sell zone, whereas BTC again has showing strength around 118,000 levels, and dollar index is down and is currently trading around those 98 levels. So on the Nifty front, you can look for calendars again once again for today, where it is trading 25,100 calendar. That means that a long straddle versus short straddle at 25,100 levels is trading around 148, which can be looked for. The another trade from a directional point of view I'm looking for is 31st July contract, where 26,000 put can be sold and 25,200 put can be bought. The total spread width is around 800 points and currently trading around 680 rupees, 685 rupees. That gives a maximum risk of 115 points. So this was Tanmay Kurtagoti, founder of QC Alpha, and you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. So this was 22nd July Tuesday, and I'm signing off at 8:05. Gift Nifty is trading 100 points higher, and see you all tomorrow Wednesday. So happy trading, guys, and see you all tomorrow.